Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone.
Yo, ND, yo, Montana, South Dakota, three Canadian provinces in the western half of Minnesota. Hi, y'all.
In an extraordinary place.
What's on your mind?
For the stars.
We're connection issues with main man Scott Hennin. We're getting that worked out. Always welcome your texts and comments. Weigh in. John Hovind's going to be on the show a little later on. North Dakota Senator, if you live in North Dakota, you have access to your senators like no one else I've seen. And it's worth giving some kudos to those folks at Kramer and Hovind that take time to do that. So John will be on with us a little bit later on. It is the Wednesday edition of What's on Your Mind. Also today on the program, we're going to be, just after the, top of next hour, going to be talking to Congressman Tim Murphy. As Congress needs to try to hone in on the origins of COVID, former Congressman Dr. Tim Murphy is a licensed, psychologist specializing in psychological trauma. The pandemic experience had a devastating effect on people's psyche, apparently. So we'll get details on that next hour. John Hovind just after the bottom of the hour here, coming up in just over a half hour. So we've got that going on. 701-271-1100 if you want to weigh in. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text us 701-237-1590. We get a lot of those. And you can leave a message, 855-200-1776, push extension number 1 to leave a message. Let's see here. I wanted to lead off with some couple things I saw over the weekend. And I was out yesterday because I had a little hand surgery yesterday. And I'm kind of on the mend today. But I did see, do we have Scott? Sounds like we have Scott. Oh, we got him a phone. Scott, I was just going to play a little AOC for you. I saw this over the weekend. It says the Supreme Court has given up a very large degree of their authority because they've made decisions that she doesn't like. Yeah, listen to this.
But we also have to face the reality that the Supreme Court has chosen to give up huge swaths of their own legitimacy. Chief Justice Roberts, Clarence Thomas, Brett Kavanaugh, the Republican Party, in them giving up trying to take seriously the legitimacy, the standards, the integrity of the court, they have given up a very large degree of their authority.
Ah, the bartender speaks.
The bartender speaks, yeah. And we should all listen, right?
Yeah, I mean, why don't you go make me a margarita and just stop talking? I'm sorry to be condescending, but, oh, my God. And then she weighs in on the climate and all the rest. She has all the, you know, who are you? Who is she? Besides an NYU grad that tended bar and somehow got elected to Congress. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, no kidding. She is really something, as we say. I was just reading a story from the Daily Mail. They caught up with Tucker Carlson down in Florida.
Yeah.
And evidently he's not all that upset about his ouster from Fox. Said his future plans are being worked on right now, and he actually was on his way to have dinner with his wife for the first time in like 7 years on a weeknight. So he's kind of excited about that.
Oh, yeah. He's going to land big time. He'll be solid on his feet.
But the decision from Fox was unexpected. He called it blindsided by the news from Fox that he was let go. And has been spending time with his right-hand man, executive producer Justin Wells, plotting their next move. And he has been now offered publicly things from OAN, like a $25 million deal, as well as the Blaze from Glenn Beck, and Daily Caller as well, which was a place he was at before. You know, I was thinking about this overnight, Kev. You remember when we lost Rush Limbaugh? Of course, we knew we were going to lose Rush Limbaugh because of
his cancer.
Very public battle. You knew it was coming, right? But still, when he's not there anymore, for the conservative movement, it's kind of a gut punch. Donald Trump losing in 2020 was similar. This was a guy that was out there fighting every day, and while he's still a public figure and out there, it's not like he's able to affect as much change as he was as president of the United States. Do you think the Tucker Carlson loss is in that category? Is it the same thing for conservatives?
No. No, it's a, you know, I am a big Megyn Kelly fan. I have been since she was on Fox. I followed her. I follow her podcast. I followed Bill O'Reilly away from Fox. I followed, you know, and this just is more, to me, this is just more of a glowing tale about the, you know, the theater of all of them, really. I do like Newsmax. I do like One America. I'm losing, and I like a lot of the personalities on Fox. I don't know that I'm liking the network as a whole as much anymore just because of these decisions that are clearly based on money. You know, I mean, hey, Tucker, you can't talk about that, man. They write big checks here, dude. I remember Kerry Lake talked about it being an anchor in Phoenix for years. Any stories about Big Pharma or bad anything about that, all gets tabled.
I agree with you, but to me, it seems like having that sort of comfortable shoe at 7 o'clock at night to kind of tackle some of these issues. I didn't agree with everything Tucker said, but I just thought he was a great, I mean, if he interviewed somebody or was tackling some topic, it made you think. And as a conservative, often you were nodding your head, you know, saying, thank you. I'm glad somebody's saying it. And it just feels like yet again, another one where we get a punch in the gut that they're no longer there. You know?
And yeah, no doubt.
I don't know where he lands, but it's not going to be the equivalent of the Fox News Channel as far as conservatives are concerned. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. And you're going to have to work to, you know, take some steps to find him and follow him. And you know, a lot of people will. I don't know. I saw that the stock isn't looking good for Fox. I just think that you just let it go. I mean, truth is the truth, you know. But was it part of the Dominion lawsuit? Was it part of the impending lawsuit from Ray Epps, maybe, or something? I mean, who knows what went into that cake? Only he'll know when he finally lets it out.
Yeah, as the Daily Mail actually caught up with him, as I said, and he said he was blindsided by it, so it isn't like it was something that had been discussed or that he was aware of or whatever. But how it happened, why it happened, seems to me to, you know, be in the rearview mirror at this point.
Yeah.
The question is, you know, how do conservatives replace a solid, you know, anchor in covering the news and talking about what's happening in this world? It seems to me we lost another one. That's what stinks.
Yeah, I hear you. But, you know, there's so many great personalities, you know, from Jimmy Fallon to, I mean, all of, I like Cat Tim. I mean, I like Gutfeld. I like all of them. Jesse Waters. You know, they've got some great, great minds on that network. It's just sad to see them bow to this, you know, for whatever
reason. I agree with you on all those names, but I don't think those, Tucker Carlson became, you know, mostly because he was in that Bill O'Reilly slot.
Yep.
To me, on par with some of the great ones. You know, everybody you mentioned, I agree. They're all, you know, different degrees of success in the conservative movement and in tackling issues, but I don't put them in the same category as, I mean, I don't put Laura Ingraham or even Sean Hannity in the same category as I do Tucker Carlson. He just had a unique way, that monologue, you didn't want to miss it. It was sort of like, you know, the first 20 minutes of Rush Limbaugh's show.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Mike
I don't
is
know.
In the car. Mike is traveling and listening to the program in the car. Mike, what's on your mind? You're up on what's on your mind. Go ahead. I tell you, the I just read a deal online and from an insider, and they said one of the reasons that Tucker Carlson got dumped as viciously as he was is that, you know, I said an insider, I mean, you know, you wonder. But he said because he gave a speech at the Heritage Center over the weekend, and he talked a lot about his faith, about prayer, and that the forces of evil are is what is afflicting our country. And they said that apparently that the old man that owns Fox got very upset, and they canned him by Monday. And so that was probably the trigger or the final straw, because he was going to go after Dominion and the drug.
Interesting theory, Mike. I've heard Tucker Carlson speak in person, very similar message to what you just described at the Heritage Foundation. Talk a little bit about that when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Thanks for the call, though. Appreciate it. Others, welcome at 701-271-1100. Text us at 237-1590 on What's On Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Coverage. Piper's upcoming April auctions include 710 acres in Stutsman County near Eldridge, 400 acres in Emmons County near Linton, 160 acres of cropland in Barnes County, 120 acres in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 480 acres in Sioux County, and 320 acres of farmland and pastureland in McLean County near Benedict, North Dakota. And don't forget, farm equipment retirement auctions in New Salem, Hettinger, Kender, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, it's Lon from Irie Insurance. Soon we'll swap snow for summertime. Boat rides and water skiing, camping in the RV, swimming in the backyard pool, or even a few rounds of golf. Unfortunately, these activities come with increased risks, and sadly, accidents happen. Having the proper insurance can protect you from theft, damage, liability, and more. Experience the Irie difference. Let Irie Insurance take care of your summer risks. To find a location near you, visit us at irieinsurance.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Live and direct from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Kevin Flynn today. Speaking of PetroServe USA, here's what's for lunch today. How about some stuffed green peppers? Yulin has those today. Yeah, exactly. Salisbury Steak in Glendon today. 45th Street, Fargo, pulled pork today. Lasagna on MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, pulled pork at 12th Avenue, 929 location to PetroServe USA. Swedish meatballs or chicken tenders at their West Main Avenue, West Fargo store.
up there by the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. Swedish meatballs or lasagna in Valley City. Petroserve USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. To the caller's point before the break, the speech that he had given at the Heritage Foundation, some people have pointed to that because of the proximity of him giving the speech to him being canned, Tucker Carlson being canned at Fox News Channel. But I am here to tell you I've heard Tucker Carlson give that speech, a version of that speech, very personal one about his own faith and about his own beliefs that there is you know, forces of good and forces of evil in this world. And I don't think that had anything to do with it because he's given that before. I heard that year and a half, 2 years ago as well. So if they didn't like that speech, I think they would have done something sooner than the Heritage Foundation version. But, you know, I don't know. I almost feel like it's a fool's errand to sit here and try and say, you know, why did they do what they did? You know, who knows? I heard yesterday BlackRock owns 15% of the company. BlackRock is woke. Tucker Carlson was very hard on the ESG insanity. BlackRock is the king of ESG. So I don't know. Do they demand it? I don't know. I've left the why'd he get canned story. I'm moving on to where's he going to land and how important is he to the conservative movement myself. So welcome your take on this. 701-271-1100. Senator John Hoeven at the bottom of the hour, by the way, takes your calls, questions, and comments today on the program. So get them in. You want to fax in a question ahead of time, you're certainly welcome to do that at 701-237-1590. What's your big question for Senator Hoeven today, Kev?
Oh, well, just what are they working on? I've been paying a little bit of attention to these to the meetings or the committee that's going on in the House about the COVID-19 and the schools and the shutdowns and whatnot. They've got, in fact, they're going to hear from the president of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten, today. How exciting. As part of their probe into the consequences of school closures during the scamdemic. So Brad Westrup was on Fox and Friends. I saw him, but that's on their agenda today of how this just crushed our schools, crushed our education. How far did it set us back? All of this nonsense.
Oh. Aren't they also going to talk a little about the weaponization of government?
Yep.
Where you've got the Attorney General asking for a letter from the School Board Association calling parents essentially domestic terrorists, for crying out loud.
Right.
I want to get to the bottom of that story for sure. One question I have for Senator Hoeven is just how many of these Democrats that want to get reelected? John Tester is one in Montana, as an example, neighbor of ours here.
Yep.
And, you know, you've got a 50-50 Senate, 51-49, actually, but a very, very tight Senate. And you get a Joe Manchin and a John Tester and a few of these folks that don't exactly want to die on the hill of Joe Biden and some of his woke agenda.
Yeah.
And you could pass some of these things that the House is passing over there. So we could be in for a very different time here as we inch closer to the election. I love that. I want to ask him about that, too, on the program. Texter says Tucker should be Trump's next press secretary. Can you even imagine?
Oh, there you go. Oh.
Imagine him doing battle with the woke media mob.
Oh, yes.
How great would that be?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, love it. Love it, love it, love it. Great idea. Texter says, I think Tucker should co-op with Dinesh D'Souza, who was banned from Fox and elsewhere, and finish the expose of the January 6th farce. They could also expand on D'Souza's 2,000 mules and other voting irregularities.
Is there anything really left to see with January 6th, though? I mean, it's a nothing burger. It was a nothing burger. The people that are in jail are getting out of jail. The ones that, you know, need to get processed, and that just needs to just end. It's just they've bled that for all it's worth, and then some.
Yeah, I would say only. Like you said, some of these folks that are in prison still without a trial, I just, you know, it's a mess of the federal court that happens everywhere, and it's just wrong. It's our human rights issue.
Yes,
you don't throw somebody in court without, you know, due process and a chance to defend themselves in a timely trial and, you know, let them sit there. So, and by the way, I separate out the people in January 6th who were known to be some part of a assault on a police officer from those who were just there. You know, those should have been
right.
cleared out
yep.
a long time ago. Very,
yeah.
very different. If someone assaulted a police officer, they ought to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. If you've got evidence on that, prosecute them, no doubt about it. Another texter says, regarding AOC, you ask who she is. She's an interim spokesperson between the Radical Islam Movement, New America, which Obama promised.
Mm-hmm.
This group with Obama has changed our school books and much more. She was the speaker at their headquarters in D.C. telling the full audience to be patient. America will be changed through education and other laws.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not joking. Think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's something else. It's like the frat girls sitting down to talk about the world geopolitics and the thing, you know, and an NYU grad at that. How are these people getting elected? Did you see the one that was advocating? I believe she was a congressperson from Maine or Massachusetts or New Hampshire. She had her pink and purple hair and this wild out talking about how crash test dummies are sexist and we need to have. So now Buttigieg is going to spend $20 million to buy female-shaped crash test dummies.
You can't make it up. Here
That's
he is
what,
talking about
yeah.
it. This is Pete Buttigieg in an interview with I forget who. Talking about it. Listen to this.
I don't think it's woke to build good infrastructure. I just saw Fox News taking a run of me for the work that we're doing on safety, including the use of crash test dummies that simulate men, women, and children. And somehow this is considered a woke priority to have female crash test dummies, even though that's something that's been around for a very long time.
No,
listen, the crash test dummies sitting in the right side seats, or they identify as women. So, you can just stop with the whole women men thing, all right? You know that doesn't matter. We're cis whatever. They're trans crash test dummies.
I think they're gender neutral crash test dummies.
Oh, is that it? Yeah,
it's served us well for many decades.
And by the way, they do have children sized crash test dummies. They have infants in car seats as crash test dummies too.
Yeah. We didn't need Pete Buttigieg to.
Yeah, but that's what we're worried about.
Bring us innovation and crash test dummies.
That's what he's worried about.
And
the guy with the trains derailing weekly in his country. The guy that, you know, got $6 diesel, dude.
I'm sorry, Pete Buttigieg, that is woke. You're the definition of woke.
Bingo!
Crazy. Another listener says, concerning Tucker Carlson, I think the January 6th footage had a lot of information that Fox is uncomfortable revealing. All right, well, a lot of that is out. Scott, if you have Chris Ruddy's ear at Newsmax, please suggest he try to bring Tucker on board. Wouldn't that be something? It'd be huge for Newsmax. There's no doubt about it. I did text him. I haven't heard back yet. Maybe he's busy negotiating.
I'm sure.
Maybe. All right, more coming up on What's on Your Mind, Senator Hoven, when we return.
Did you know you can move for free? Sounds too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Your wellness is within reach with the saltwater hot tub sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. This April, buy a hot spring spa and get a free saltwater care system, a $2,000 value free. Save up to $4,000 with an inventory clearance model. For a limited time, we have a very special financing option. Get into the wellness of a hot tub for as little as $2 a day. This April, your wellness is within reach at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. It's all about wellness.
USA News Update. Busy day in Washington, D.C. this morning. The President and the First Lady greet President Yoon and Mrs. Kim of the Republic of Korea for the official arrival ceremony on the South Lawn. Activities between both entourages will continue all day, followed by a state dinner in the East Room tonight. Randy Weingarten is lawyering up. The American Federation of Teachers Union president has retained top white-collar defense attorney Michael Bromwich. Ahead of her scheduled testimony this morning, she'll be speaking to the House Select Committee on the coronavirus pandemic. Chinese leader Xi Jinping appealed for negotiations between Russia and Ukraine in a phone call this morning with Ukrainian President Zelensky. China's state media said Xi warned Zelensky there is no winner and a nuclear war. Xi's government said they will send a special representative to Ukraine for talks. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Swanson Hyperbarics. Have you heard about this Hockett? It is like a mini little sauna that you sit in. Your head is above the sauna, but otherwise you're sitting in a chair and everything else is in this Hockett ozone. What you really need to know is it's for a single purpose, and that's strategic wellness and vitality. Uses a combination of tools that help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. All in one. I've sat in this, and I absolutely love it. You come out just totally refreshed. The main technology is this transdermal ozone, and it's generated from pure oxygen. While you're relaxing in this Hockett, the ozonated steam covers your skin and you're sweating toxins out. Sessions can last up to 30 minutes, which is plenty of time to help improve wellness and vitality. Make an appointment today at Swanson Hyperbarics, 701-929-3930. You book 5 treatments, your 6th is free. 701-929-3930 or online at swansonhyperbarics.com. SwansonHyperbarics.com. If you check out the website, you'll see a number of different examples where this can help you in so many different ways. It is amazing technology. And it's right here in Fargo at Swanson Hyperbarics. So check it out. If you're in the outlying area, it's worth the drive for sure. Come on in. Senator John Hoeven joining us momentarily on the program. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome for him at 701-271-1100. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. You can email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmind.com. Texter says, Scott, do you think Tucker hating President Trump had something to do with his firing at Fox? Well, I don't think there's any love for President Trump at Fox either. Fox has just gone woke. They really have. I mean, there's a few people that are battling through it that are still there, but the corporate shell there is very much woke. So, and Tucker Carlson has interviewed President Trump since those comments that were part of the lawsuit with Dominion were leaked. So I don't even think he's keeping score in that regard. Right. Myself. You know, it's, I don't know. I think people say things on text they don't necessarily mean, and you get in the heat of the moment, and I don't take too much from that. I really don't. By the way, while we're waiting for Senator Hoeven, yesterday the North Dakota House attempted to override the veto of Governor Burgum on the school choice bill. and fell, I think, 11 votes short.
Okay.
And there was a number of people ticked about it. I'm ticked about it. I can't believe, but you know, that efforts have been underway since the mid-90s to pass something in the way of school choice. It finally happens, and then Governor Burgum, while saying he's a supporter of school choice, vetoes it. That's a head-scratcher to me, and very disappointing. And also disappointing that enough members of the House didn't think so as well to override the veto. I mean, there's a lot of angst over Governor Burgum overusing his veto pen on Republican-passed legislation. And this was another example, but they couldn't muster enough votes to override the veto. So there will be no school choice again. And hopefully the talk turns into action on getting a bill teed up that's ready to go and there for next session, because every single time it goes down. You know why it goes down, Kevin?
Why?
Teachers unions. Or specifically ND United in North Dakota and superintendents, public school superintendents in North Dakota. They managed to pull enough levers every single time to shoot this down. And this one, again, was a piece of legislation that was rather modest. It was $10 million set aside that if you had children in a private school, you would then apply, basically, to the Department of Public Instruction to get a tax credit back.
For tuition you paid the school.
Yeah, and yeah. Not all of it. A percentage of it, a small percentage of it. But, you know.
This just locks. It just leaves, you know, schools like that hanging. It leaves them out in the wind. And keeps the public school system and the unions happy. You can't sacrifice that support. I mean, you know, look at Tucker.
I'm just tired. I'm tired of talk. I'm tired of the, you know, we're going to fix this. We're going to get to it. We're going to get, you know, do something. Don't talk about it anymore. Been messing around with it since the mid-90s in North Dakota legislature, and they passed something. They get it done, and the governor vetoes it. Very disappointing. So other states will continue to lead in that regard, and it's too bad. Senator John Hoeven is here with us on What's on Your Mind. Senator, how are you?
Morning, Scott. Greetings to you and your listeners.
It seems to me you've got a heck of an opportunity here because of folks like John Tester running for re-election and Joe Manchin being a little ticked at the administration and some other Democrats that are inclined to not exactly go along with Chuck Schumer and the party line. Does it feel like with this Republican majority in the House that there's going to be a real possibility for some long languishing Republican legislation?
Well, I sure hope so. Obviously, you know, we've got the House by a narrow margin. They're working on the debt ceiling issue right now and hopefully getting some reforms to start to get on top of this debt and deficit. But, of course, with the majority Democrats in the Senate, and in the White House, that's what we need to change so we can get back to the kind of fundamentals that we talk about that make our country strong, whether it's defense or getting spending under control, you know, going after the debt and deficit, securing the border, law enforcement, all these things. So, yeah, we've got to win the elections coming up and work hard to do it.
On the debt ceiling debate, you know, there's obviously a framework of a deal in the House right now, and they're trying to get enough Republican votes to pass this. Are the votes in the Senate?
Well, the Democrats aren't going to go for it, but we've got to get the House to pass it. They're starting out with a package that includes reforms, which we need. And that's it's very important that they're able to pass that. And then, obviously, you know, we'll fight to do everything we can in the Senate for it as well. I'm hopeful they can get it passed. It's very important because it establishes that we've got to have spending reform. We've got to have reforms. We've got to start finding ways to reduce spending as part of any debt ceiling agreement.
Brent in Buxton for Senator John Hoeven here on What's on Your Mind with Kevin Flynn. I'm Scott Hennen. Telephone number is 271-1100, 271-1100. You can also text us at 237-1590. Go ahead, Brent.
Yeah, I was thinking it's critical that maybe each government organization cuts their spending immediately by 50% and send that capital back to run that debt down, because this out of control inflation, very hard on people living paycheck to paycheck. I appreciate all your work on the farm bill, but honestly, those farmers, this isn't really going to kill them. They got all their assets are tied up in their equipment and their land, so inflation, that stuff just goes up in value as the inflation spirals out of control. But I'm really worried about centralized digital currency, the sovereignty of our nation, and then it'd probably be important to prepare for World War III, pull our manufacturing back out of China. If we don't have the workers here willing to do it, Mexico, South America would be happy to have those jobs, and then those folks can stay where they're at and have decent paying jobs and be able to live their life there. Food stamps is probably something, and preventive plant are both things that are just full of corruption or people abusing the system. So I appreciate you taking my call.
Brent covered a lot of things there. Yeah, we've got to find ways to reduce spending and then grow the economy. You grow the economy, you reduce spending, and that's how you get on top of the debt and deficit. You do that over time. You don't do that in 1 year. But we've got to get on the right track. In terms of national defense, that's got to be a priority. Nobody does it better than our farmers and ranchers. And what we really need to do is we need to have reforms in as you mentioned, food stamps, meat or SNAP is what they call it now, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, with work requirements and those kind of things. That so if somebody really needs, you know, help because they're hungry and so forth, they get it. But that we encourage people to get into the workforce. And then that goes to your next point. We do have the workforce, and we get people back to work. And yes, we need to absolutely focus on priority items like some of the high technology things, microchips and other things that are vital both for our, not just for our military base, but for automobiles and everything else we do. And so, you know, those are a lot of the things that I talk about in terms of the fundamentals that have always made our country strong. To me, it's common sense stuff. We got to get back to the common sense stuff. And, you know, that's what I push for every day, Scott.
Thanks for the call, Brent. Appreciate it very much. Texter says, ask Senator Hogan why people who are fiscally responsible and have a high credit score will be penalized by higher mortgage costs to assist those with low credit scores. A 30-year loan could add $15,000 to a loan. What are you doing to keep the government from fleecing the people of the United States?
Well, once again, the Biden administration is going the wrong direction. They're creating the wrong incentive. You should create incentives for people to manage their credit and get ahead and do all those things. This creates the wrong incentive. Again, he's going back with his socialism approach, and that's what we see. It's the wrong approach. So we will have a CRA to refer it, to try to stop it. We should be able to move it in the House. You know, again, can we pass that in the Senate? Well, we've got to get some Democrat votes. They have majorities right now. But we have passed some of these CRAs and knocked some things down. Obviously, that's what we'll try to do right now. And then it goes back to what you said at the outset, Scott. We got to win elections to turn around these policies.
Senator John Hoven with us today on What's on Your Mind. Take a short break. When we come back, we'll get to more of your questions and comments. 701-271-1100. I want to ask you about your conversation in a hearing with the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee with Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm, specifically on your pushing for more domestic oil production and refining capacity. Curious if you feel like there was anything in the way of a yes, definitive answer out of her rather than just the usual sort of talk around the issue to promise some of those things. We'll talk about that when we come back on What's on Your Mind after a short timeout. Don't go away.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
That the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota. Very true. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota oil and natural gas, advancing the possibility. Senator John Hovind with us on What's on Your Mind Today. Questions or comments, welcome for him. John in Fargo for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I just wanted to piggyback on that guy who asked that question about the credit ratings and people with good credit ratings have to pay for people that don't. I'd like to know where it is in the Constitution that says that the President of the United States or anybody in his administration can make a rule that says they're going to take my money away and hand it to someone else because I've got a better credit rating than he does. Now, Senator Hovind just said we got to do this and we got to do that. I just want to know under what authority do they have the ability to do that?
Well, first off, I understand and share your frustration, number one. Number two,
I don't know that there's anything in the Constitution that specifically provides for it, but I think what is going on is there are various laws that have been passed in regard to mortgage, you know, how mortgages are made and so on and so forth. And then under those laws, once Congress passes them, the executive branch has the ability to pass regulations to implement those laws. So the Biden administration has interpreted that under that authority, they have the regulatory authority to impose this type of regulation, which the Congress could strike down if we had a majority to do it. The Congressional Review Act allows us with 51 votes to knock it down. So that'll pass in the House. We'll try to pass it in the Senate. Oh, here's the problem. Biden's the president. 67 votes to override a veto. So he vetoes it. Unless we have 67 votes, we can't stop it. That checks and balances between the executive, the legislative, and the judicial is in the Constitution. That's the authority I think you'll find that he's using in this case. Again, that's why we've got to get a majority so we can knock these things down and change the policy.
And the only other remedy you would have would be the court, the courts, right, which we've seen some success with.
The other possibility is if he goes beyond what's allowed in the
court. There is another remedy.
Then the court can strike it down, which is why we work so darn hard to get conservative judges on the bench. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
There is another remedy, isn't there? Isn't there a remedy that, first of all, you gave these regulatory agencies, the legislature, and when I say you guys, I'm talking about the Senate and the House of Representatives, past and present. You gave them too much power. Now, the other remedy is to take it back. The Constitution states that the legislative branch was supposed to be the most powerful one. We've come to a point where the president does what he wants, and then we're relying on the courts to say, oh, you can't do this. The legislature, at some point, the House and the Senate is going to start have to take in some of this power back that they've given away.
Yes, you're right. You're right. That's true.
So, appreciate the call, John. Thank you very much.
No, John, you're right. I agree with you on that point. That's an important point. You're right.
Texter says, Senator Cramer said that he is pushing a bill to change the insane shift from multiple sales and $20,000 threshold for triggering an audit down to one sale and a $600,000 threshold. Does Senator Hovind support that bill? Does he think it will pass?
So, I'm sorry, the sales on what?
I'm not sure. Said he's pushing a bill to change the insane shift from multiple sales and a $20,000 threshold for triggering an audit down to one sale and a $600 threshold.
I'm not sure he's referring to. I'd have to understand what he's. I'm still not quite picking up what you're saying. What sales you're talking about? So I'm not sure I understand the question.
Yeah, I don't either. I can't.
But I can check. I can sure check with Kevin on it and find out what it is.
You had Secretary Granholm, Energy Secretary, before the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. You pressed her on more domestic oil production and refining capacity. Anything concrete come out of that conversation?
Well, she did finally agree that we need more supply. And then, ironically, she starts talking about the Strategic Petroleum Reserve taking more out of there. And I think, what in the world are you talking about? It's already been reduced by almost half. That's there for a national security issue. More supply means we produce more here at home. And I did, you know, get her to finally admit that, although, she, of course, she keeps talking about, you know, how they're all their environmental standards, all those kind of things. Well, we have the best environmental stewardship in the world. So it just makes sense to produce it here at home. And, you know, we'll keep pushing. But the problem is the Biden administration continues to come with these regulations, over regulations and efforts to tax as well, that really hurts our energy providers here at home. We've been able to block a lot of those, stop a lot of those, reverse some of those, but it's an ongoing battle. We've got to keep doing it. And you know, we're getting into the summer drive time. And so you see, you know, gasoline prices about a dollar higher a gallon still than when he came into office, even with him taking you know, oil out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That's not the answer. The answer is more supply here at home in places like North Dakota.
Another listener said, I think that Texter was talking about the 1099 forms for the $600 sale of private goods for homeowners.
Yeah, of course I oppose that. Again, that's getting back into this over-regulation where the Democrats and the Biden administration want to, you know, basically check everyone's transactions and their bank account as part of this 80,000 more IRS agents. I'm working to against that along with Kevin and others.
Senator Hoban, thanks for the time today. Always appreciate catching up. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Talk to an author of a great book for these crazy times in which we live. When we come back, don't go away.
Pizza Corner Pizza, $6.99 now at PetroServe USA. I'll say it again. Pizza Corner Pizza is just $6.99 at a PetroServe USA location near you all month long. Butcher meat sticks for $4.59. Hot sauce, 3 for 99 cents. Liquid ice, 2 for $3.50. Eye Gog sunglasses, $2 off any pair. PetroServe mugs, take your pick. They're just $2. And save big on washer fluid as low as $2.69 a bottle at PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.